WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
It would be like taking candy from a baby.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Trick-or-treat! Sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
Your suffering will be legendary, even in hell.
My show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Oh no! We're all doomed!
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
WMFO, Medford.
Listen to them, children of the night. What music they make.
Cultural evolution is a dangerous child for any species to let loose on its planet. By the time you realize what's happening, the child is a toddler up and causing havoc, and it's too late to put it back. We humans are Earth's Pandoran species. We're the ones who let the second replicator out of its box, and we can't push it back in. We're seeing the consequences all around us now. That, I suggest, is the view that comes out of taking memetics seriously. And it gives us a new way of thinking about not only what's going on our planet, but what might be going on elsewhere in the cosmos. So, first of all, I'd like to say something about memetics and the theory of memes. And secondly, how this might answer questions about who's out there, if indeed anyone is. So, memetics. Memetics is founded on the principle of universal Darwinism. Darwin had this amazing idea. Indeed, some people say it's the best idea anybody ever had. Isn't that a wonderful thought, that there could be such a thing as a best idea anybody ever had? Do you think there could? Someone says no very loudly from over there. Well, I say yes, and if there is, I give the prize to Darwin. Why? Because the idea was so simple, and yet it explains all design in the universe. I would say not just biological design, but all of the design that we think of as human design. It's all just the same thing happening. What did Darwin say? I know you know the idea, natural selection, but let me just paraphrase The Origin of Species, 1859, in a few sentences. What Darwin said was something like this. If you have creatures that vary, and that can't be doubted. I've been to the Galapagos and I've measured the size of the beaks and the size of the turtle shells and so on, and 100 pages later. And if there is a struggle for life such that nearly all of these creatures die, and this can't be doubted. I've read Malthus and I've calculated how long it would take for elephants to cover the whole world if they bred unrestricted and so on and so on, and another 100 pages later. And if the very few that survive pass on to their offspring whatever it was that helped them survive, then those offspring must be better adapted to the circumstances in which all this happened than their parents were. You see the idea? If, then. He had no concept of the idea of an algorithm, but that's what he described in that book. And this is what we now know as the evolutionary algorithm. The principle is, you just need those three things: variation, selection, and heredity. And as Dan Dennett puts it, if you have those, then you must get evolution, or design out of chaos without the aid of mind.
Actually, Sally, Halloween is revered as the day when the graves yawn and the dead rise.
Plus, you get the thick candy corns up your nose.
We'll be right back. Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, political speeches, real-world historical events, TED Talks even. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. Yes, we are Tufts. Freeform, community, non-commercial, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and Halloween is on the horizon. And since, along with Valentine's Day, it's just a wonderful, musically thematic holiday, we're going to be celebrating it in this episode, Tears of the Gods style, with some deep album cuts for you. If you've been listening for a while, and you've been paying attention, you know, one of the things that makes a Tears of the Gods different from a plastic sushi is that we always have some kind of a featured album or artist for you. And in this episode, we've got two featured albums for you. We just heard the local band Township, who are WBCN's 2007 Rock and Roll Rumble winners, as well as being nominated for two 2007 Boston Music Awards, namely Outstanding New Act and Outstanding Rock Band. I met Greg, John, Maddie, and Mark in 2008 when they played on WMFO's On the Town, which is the station's three-hour live local music show, airing at 9 p.m. every Wednesday. Back then, I had a stint volunteering as one of the live sound engineers, working with Joel Simkes, who's now the executive producer of On the Town. The first song you heard in the intro set was Beauty in the Beast from our other featured album by the incredibly talented Wendy Carlos, who first came to public attention in 1968 for her album Switched on Bach, and then went on to later basically co-invent ambient music, I'd say, along with Brian Eno. And then she also did a number of film scores, including Stanley Kubrick's A Clockwork Orange. The album we're going to be hearing in this episode is called Beauty and the Beast from 1986. As the liner notes state, the entire album is synthesized. And to better explain that, I'll quote here from the liner notes. All the music and sounds heard on this recording were directly digitally generated. This eliminates all the limitations of microphones, the weak link necessary in nearly all other digital recordings, including those which employ sampling technologies. End quote. And this album is also notable for using alternate tunings and scales. And in particular, she was able to use perfect tunings, not the equally tempered scales that all instruments that need to play in multiple keys, like pianos, use, which results in everything just being a little bit out of tune everywhere. I'm going to get a little technical here and explain some music theory. Broadly, there are two ways to precisely define the tunings of notes in a musical scale. Perfect just tuning, which came first, and then equally tempered. And this perfect just tuning is more correct because the frequency intervals are perfect numerical ratios, like 3 to 2 for a fifth. But the problem is that that scale, that division of notes, only works for one key, like the key of A. If you were to switch keys to B, those values are noticeably wrong. So in the 18th century, a solution became popular called equally tempered tuning, where the values are kind of uniformly fudged all around, and it lets a piano play in any key. Another way of understanding it would be to look at a guitar, where you've got 12 frets per octave, and the frequency difference between them can be given in hundredths of a semitone, called cents. So if you want to go and say that a particular open string is 0 and the first fret is 100 and the third fret is 300, if you use that, then the problem is that actually the perfect minor third note that you want isn't really 300. It's more like 316. And the major third interval, which is the fourth fret, it's not really 400. It's more like 386. But overall, just like the piano, it's not too far off, and then it lets you play in any key, kind of equally badly. On the other hand, what a guitar player can do, and what many blues and rock players do without really understanding what they're doing, is to bend the note until it feels right. You can't do that on a piano. On the back of this Wendy Carlos album, Beauty and the Beast, she includes a quote by Vincent van Gogh. "I am always doing what I cannot do yet in order to learn how to do it." That resonated with me so much, I used it one year on my holiday cards. Also mixed in there, we heard an initial excerpt from Susan Blackmore's very scary 2008 TED Talk called Memes and Teens. And we'll be hearing lots more of that throughout the show. You'll pretty much be able to hear the whole thing. That's right, we're mixing in an entire TED Talk into this sound collage for you. Where else are you going to hear something like that mixed in with the music? Certainly not on commercial radio stations. But here on WMFO and our sister non-commercial radio stations like WMBR, WZBC, and WHRB, maybe. In particular, as Susan Blackmore was introducing the talk, she was explaining a bit about evolution and Charles Darwin's great insight that if you have entities in a system with variation among them, and some sort of selection mechanism that chooses between them, and then thirdly, inheritance, so the variations among them are passed down, well, then you get evolution. It happens naturally, and you can't stop it. And so her talk is basically about memes, Richard Dawkins' concept of ideas taking on a life of their own. More precisely, information that replicates, that manages to get copies of itself made, like melodies and stories and smiley faces. And then in the talk, Susan Blackmore introduces a special category of memes. She calls teams. These teams are memes which live in technological artifacts instead of the human mind. We've got so much great music for you in store, including in the next set, Rush, Black Uhura, Johnny Cash, Southern Culture on the Skids, and AC/DC. Plus, more Township and Wendy Carlos. But first, let's start the set off with a song from the Reverend Horton Heat, here on the Tears of the God Sound Collage, WMFO in Medford.
You hold your arms out like you're in a trance. Now you're doing the Halloween dance. just a dream. You're not alive. This whole thing is just a dream.
There's one word I love on that slide. What do you think my favorite word is? Chaos? No. What? Mind? No. No, not without. You try them all in order, hmm? Must. Must. Must, must. This is what makes it so amazing. You don't need a designer or a plan or foresight or anything else. If there's something that is copied with variation and it's selected, then you must get designer peering out of nowhere. You can't stop it. Must is my favorite word.
The night is black without a moon. The air is thick and still. The vigilantes gather.
What act of unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
civilization start way back when. They invade the motherland. They rob and rape, loot and shoot. Kill people, animal and plant. Oh, 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 oh. It's the truth, Rasta saying it's the truth. So come and defend the man again. Come and defend the theocracy. They burn the cradles of our ancestors. They're the spiritual gangsters.
Smoke all night long, don't we? Smoke cigars, cigarettes, clove cigarettes. We smoke until our lungs fall out.
Wow, sounds kind of cool.
Would you do it for a Scooby snack?
Oh, 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 oh!
I'm a king size whale.
Welcome to my nightmare.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-oh! Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught them yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. As the rider floated on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. If they are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-oh! Riders in
right. We do heroin, opium, cocaine. We do it all.
Wow, I never knew how it could be this cool.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme is Halloween, with featured albums from Township and Wendy Carlos. plus a TED Talk from Susan Blackmore, mixed on top of and in between the music. We kicked off the set with the Reverend Horton Heat and the Halloween Dance, and then we heard Witch Hunt from Rush. Black Uhura followed with Evil Spiritual Gangster, and then Township with the Happy Pumpkin from their album Township, which we are featuring in this episode. Next up was Southern Culture on the Skids with Werewolf, and then Johnny Cash, his cool cover version of Ghost Riders in the Sky. And then we finished things off with AC/DC and a live version of Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be from the album AC/DC Live from the Atlantic Studios, which was included as disc one in the Bonfire package set. Susan Blackmore said that Darwin's idea of evolution through natural selection was the best idea any human ever had, and I think I'd agree. He's one of my intellectual idols for sure, along with Richard Dawkins and Dan Dennett and Ray Kurzweil and Lawrence Lessig at the top. And just in case you didn't already know, there are four musicians who I hold in similar awe and respect: Brian Eno, Les Paul, Esquivel, and Wendy Carlos. Musically, I also greatly admire Jimi Hendrix and Jimmy Page, but you know, there are enough worshipers at the altar of those two Jimmies, so I'll let others kneel right up front there. My ambiance right now is a piece called Sirens by Brian Eno and David Lenoir from the album Music for Films, Volume 3. In the next set, we're going to hear from Jim Morrison and the Doors, some Slayer, and cuts from our two featured albums, Wendy Carlos, a track called Incantation from her Beauty and the Beast album, and a song called Saint Anthony from the Township album. But first, let's start off the next set with that chicken picking metal head Telecaster virtuoso, John 5. Here's a piece called Dead Man's Dream from his Vertigo album. We'll be right back.
so that's what this is all about. It's because I'm a vampire, isn't it?
Well...
Are you afraid of what your friends are going to think? Are you afraid they won't let you in the sorority? Afraid they'll whisper, hey, there goes the vampire.
This is what makes it so amazing. You don't need a designer or a plan or foresight or anything else. If there's something that is copied with variation and it's selected, then you must get design appearing out of nowhere. But you can't stop it. What's this to do with memes? Well, the principle here applies to anything that is copied with variation and selection. We're so used to thinking in terms of biology, we think about genes this way. Darwin didn't, of course. He didn't know about genes. He talked mostly about animals and plants, but also about languages evolving and becoming extinct. But the principle of universal Darwinism is that any information that is varied and selected will produce design. And this is what Richard Dawkins was on about in his 1976 bestseller, The Selfish Gene. The information that is copied, he called the replicator. It selfishly copies. Not meaning it kind of sits around inside cells going, I want to get copied, but that it will get copied if it can, regardless of the consequences. It doesn't care about the consequences because it can't, because it's just information being copied. And he wanted to get away from everybody thinking all the time about genes, and so he said, is there another replicator out there on the planet? Yes, there is. Look around you. Here will do, in this room. All around us, still clumsily drifting about in its primeval soup of culture, is another replicator. Information that we copy from person to person by imitation. By language, by talking, by telling stories, by wearing clothes, by doing things. This is information copied with variation and selection. This is design process going on. He wanted a name for the new replicator. So he took the Greek word, mimeme, which means that which is imitated. Remember that. That's the core definition, that which is imitated, and abbreviated it to meme just because it sounds good and made a good meme, an effective spreading meme. So that's how the idea came about. It's important to stick with that definition. The whole science of memetics is much maligned, much misunderstood, much feared, but a lot of these problems can be avoided by remembering the definition. A meme is not equivalent to an idea, it's not an idea, it's not equivalent to anything else, really. Stick with the definition. It's that which is imitated, or information which is copied from person to person. So let's see some memes. You, sir, you've got those glasses hung around your neck in that particularly fetching way. I wonder whether you invented that idea for yourself or copied it from someone else. If you copied it from someone else, it's a meme. And what about, I can't see any interesting memes here. Right, everyone, who's got some interesting memes for me? Your earrings. Now, that's, I don't suppose you invented the idea of earrings. You probably went out and bought them. There are plenty more in the shops. That's something that's passed on from person to person. And all the stories that we're telling, well, of course, TED is a great meme fest. Masses of memes. The way to think about memes, though, is to think, why do they spread? They're selfish information. They will get copied if they can. But some of them will be copied because they're good or true or useful or beautiful. Some of them will be copied, even though they're not. Some, it's quite hard to tell why.
All I'm saying is that there are some things beyond the ken of mortal man that shouldn't be tampered with. We don't know everything, Andy. There's plenty going on right now in the Twilight Zone that we don't know anything about, and I think we ought to stay clear.
Awake. Shake dreams from your hair, my pretty child, my sweet one. Choose the day and choose the sign of your day, the day's divinity. First thing you see. A vast, radiant beach and a cool, jeweled moon. Couples naked race down by its quiet side. And we laugh like soft, mad children, smug in the woolly cotton brains of infancy. The music and voices are all around us. Enter again the sweet forest. Enter the hot dream. Come with us. Everything is broken up and dances. Indians scattered on dawn's highway bleeding, ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind.
James Chatchett.
This is WMFO Medford 91.5. apart as close as I can get it.